We are back with another episode, and I thought this was a very interesting topic.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that you're doing well in your Christian life? Like, you're doing it well. You know, you're repenting for the little things that you're going astray in. You're in a good relationship with God.
Yeah.
You're reading the word.
That sounds like the point where I'm like, okay, now I can die.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Like, take if you me, can Lord. Take me now,
perfect timing.
I'll be good.
I know straight where I'm going to.
Exactly.
Everything is going well.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just enjoying life and living your life. And, you know, sometimes God just needs to get your attention about something that is definitely wrong in your life. But you have absolutely no clue. It's something that is wrong. It's something that I need to work on. And he has a very funny way of bringing those things to your attention, even if you're not looking for those things.
Okay.
And that's what happened to me this year.
Okay.
I was just minding my business on our corporate fast. You know, searching for the Lord.
Yeah.
Listening to sermons. You know, I was doing life right. We were doing this. We were in. We were within. And then all of a sudden, this topic keeps coming up on my YouTube algorithm.
Okay.
To the point where this is ridiculous. Like, not even YouTube is like God has hacked the algorithm and said, this is the only way I can get my attention on this issue here.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's about daydreaming.
Okay.
And these two videos were talking about daydreaming and how it's actually not good for us to be daydreaming. And I thought about this and I was like, what do you mean? And so these women were busy describing, like, you know, especially women.
Okay.
Women have the tendency to, like, sit and fantasize about any and everything.
Yeah.
And I think also because I'm a creative, my imagination is wild. So
okay.
I can entertain myself at all times just thinking about things that should happen or things that I want to happen in the future and things that I would like to happen and really just have a whole entire life in my brain that doesn't exist and has no way
so
close. It really does.
Yeah.
But like, it's so, it hit me so hard. And you know what I started to realize, and this is why it became really deep for me and I wanted to discuss this, is I realized that because I spend so much time daydreaming and thinking about ideals and fantasizing about myself in an idealistic way.
Yeah.
I have not seen myself as I am in reality. And I started using that as an escape instead of sitting with my issues and sitting with, you know, all the things that, I don't want to say all the things that I'm doing wrong, but almost in the sense of not seeing myself with a lens of clarity.
Okay, I understand.
And I almost lived in fantasy land for so long that I thought I'm that person. But I'm not there yet. Yes, these are things that I might be able to achieve in my lifetime. There may be things that I, you know, I might acquire. But the reality is, no, girl, you are single right now. You live with your mother. You have this. You're struggling with this instead of fantasizing about a perfect life so you don't have to dwell and have the hard conversations with yourself.
Okay.
So that is why we're going to talk about daydreaming today.
Okay, okay. I'm curious though, because, from the way you've explained it, I understand exactly where you're coming from. But I was curious, maybe I'm questioning a bit the video you were watching. Was it saying don't daydream, or was it saying there's a way to do it?
Okay, so let me be clear. They mean like maladaptive daydreaming.
Okay.
So not just like your mind wandering, but like you are making up a story as you're going. And, you know, for the most part, I think the distinction is it's not bad to dream. It's not bad to have a goal. The problem is when you're living in fantasy.
Okay, okay. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So the reason I'm asking you is because I know that one thing that's very powerful that a lot of us don't do is just using your imagination as a way of sort of projecting who you are aspiring to become.
Mm.
Yeah, so I guess you're talking about something different. Mm. So you're talking about the same reason why, for example, people play video games.
Yeah.
Right, get lost in video games because it literally creates this escape for you.
Yes.
Where you're not dealing with your immediate life, you're not dealing with your issues, you're not learning how to fortify yourself, how mm-hmm. to strengthen yourself emotionally. I mean, there are some people who don't even know how to socialize as a result.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
So that's like kind of the vibes. And I think it's very relevant in our generation. For the simple reason, I don't know if you've seen this trend on TikTok. It's been like a phrase that's gone viral, which is Delulu is the Salulu.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah.
I think that, you know, sometimes we think people are delusional when there's like extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes when we continuously live in a land of fantasy, you actually start deluding yourself.
Okay.
Because you really start believing that you're that girl, even though you're not there yet.
Yes.
And I think, as I said, that's what was hindering me in progressing in life because I wouldn't sit down and have the conversation with myself.
With yourself, yeah.
And I think that, you know, as like a generation, you know, our thoughts are so powerful. It's such a strange thing.
So essentially what we're talking about is Delulu is not the Salulu.
It is not the Salulu. It's never been the Salulu. Yeah. It will never be the Salulu.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think we underestimate how powerful our thoughts are and how they really have the power to derail us or give us, you know, or progress us in life.
Mm.
And I think that if you are someone who spends hours and hours daydreaming about and fantasizing about a life that you are nowhere close to having.
Yeah.
there can come a few issues that arise.
Yeah.
One of them that I really, explained very well, and I thought this was really deep,
mm-hmm.
is that a lot of the times when we are spending the time making up our own, you know, dreams and I don't say that to say you can't dream. Go ahead and have goals.
Yes.
Do that. There comes a point where it's now unhealthy. You are not living in life.
I understand and, what you mean.
And I feel like sometimes what I'd realized is I would dream so much about my future. I would do that over pursuing asking God what his vision for my future is.
Mm.
And I think in that way, we start, that's a very easy way for, I don't want to say the devil, because I feel like that's not his fault. This is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's an easy way for us to do. Kevin!
I had to.
It was like, I'm not involved. Like, don't involve me in your thought life.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very easy way for us to derail ourselves on walking on God's journey, you know? I think that we want the Lord to order our steps, but do our thoughts and actions line up with that?
Yes, I hear you.
There's a scripture, and I hope I don't botch it. Mm-hmm. It says that you should love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind is your thoughts. Do you love the Lord with your thoughts? Do you obey the Lord with your thoughts? Do you seek the Lord with your thoughts? Because ultimately, your thoughts are going to direct your path. If you continuously keep dwelling on things that are not God ordained, mm-hmm. Your feet will end up where your mind took you.
Okay.
And I think those are the little dangerous things that we don't talk about. No one talks about your thoughts. Are you interrogating your thoughts? I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying, eh? What I'm thinking is there's a very fine line between fantasizing, living in a fantasy, and how do I put it? There's a very fine line between living in a fantasy and then what you've been mentioning as dreaming,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a very, very fine line. The reason I say that is when there are fine lines, it becomes very easy to sort of want to pick an extreme, Mm-hmm. Right? Because now you're not sure. And I think this is where words fail us as humans. Because sure. when you're communicating this, you understand exactly where the line is.
Mm.
You can visualize the line in your head.
Yes.
And of course, the more and more you study and pursue this, you're going to understand it better. But to communicate it to people, the problem is you're going to have to sit with those people and be like, come back. You're going to, because that's what people do, right?
Mm.
It's either they're going to, especially when you're talking about things that have a fine line.
Sure.
Because it's a very fine line. It's almost at times it feels like it crosses over where you can be just projecting a future or setting goals, but you've actually crossed over into the other side where you're actually living in a fantasy. I'll give an example of, I have a picture of a friend of mine who I feel like he lived in a fantasy to his detriment,
sure.
right? So what happened with him is, very smart kid, but he could not get himself to acknowledge where he was. He always saw himself as this famous person in the entertainment industry, and I'm literally now thinking of yet another person.
Sure.
Both wanting to be in the entertainment industry, but could not even quit a job that they got at the time that was paying them like $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now their life has derailed so much that they've had to go back home. And by back home, I mean like out of Gauteng.
Yikes.
Right. And it's a very, very smart kid. Very smart, very talented. Like you just... And I think he had placed himself at a place where he couldn't see where he was and accept and be okay with the fact that I need to do the menial tasks.
Sure.
I need to be the person who answers to that boss.
Yo.
Right? He couldn't bring himself to that place. And this other one is also incredibly I don't want to use, it's not delusion, because you're not talking about delusion. It has Boma Dilulu, you know, sprinkles of Dilulu all over it, right? But it's more I don't want to accept being a normal like all of you, right? I am like, I want, and literally, even though he's a lot worse, I don't know. I feel like the one I'm talking, like he's a lot worse.
Levels.
He literally makes you feel like you're small. Like, you guys don't understand. I've lived this life.
Okay.
Right. And I feel like that's what you're saying taken to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also what I think maybe you can correct me. But your experience is you have dwelt in your fantasies like more like in small amounts. Like it hasn't been like you don't know who I am.
I see what you're saying.
Like you don't know, and it's the danger in itself. It's like you're like, it's harmless. Right? You don't go from 0 to 100. To you it's like 50. Gradual. It's like, oh wow, that oh yes, that. Yes, that. You understand? And I completely do understand that. And I can say that I've done that lately. One thing I've been doing lately is imagining myself as a person who doesn't need to worry financially anymore. Because I genuinely feel like finances, it's so annoying. And if you think about it, the balance is so hard to strike, right? Because you want to not worry about finances so that you can just live out of purely what you want to do.
Yes.
You want to help the people you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be there, have time for your family and be present for them.
To enjoy life.
And enjoy life and live a healthy life. Because that's another thing with balancing work and home and also trying to advance your career, is that you don't have time to live a healthy life.
That's true.
It's expensive as well, right? Yeah, so for me, that's where I feel like I've been trapped. Like I've been sitting down and literally envisioning myself as a multi-millionaire.
Hey!
Right? And I'm okay with not being a multimillionaire, mind you. I'm not the person who wants to become a millionaire for the clout. I literally want to become the multimillionaire to be able to take my daughter to school and fetch her, pick her up from school.
You're present.
Take her on walks. You understand what I mean? Be there for my wife and have conversations with her.
Support
and
her.
You understand what I mean? And genuinely start projects that help people. Like that's one of my biggest fantasies, I suppose, in the context of the conversation.
Yeah.
One of my biggest fantasies, things I meditate about quite a lot. And I would say where your lesson comes in to sort of like make it practical to me. It's I need to then ask myself if, look, I definitely am set on, I need to get to a place of being financially free because I can see what pursuing finances is doing to my life, right? Yeah, I don't want to live a life of pursuing finances, but I want to get to a point where it's not much of a much worry.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the place where I'm trying to get at. But now I need to ask myself the difficult questions.
Mm.
Does God want to achieve, let's say, me helping people through me becoming a multimillionaire, right? Or through me having everything that I've envisioned, I need to now question, is that what the way God wants to achieve this?
That's so good.
Right? Because I also know the lesson of it, there's great power in God using people that know that they know that they know that they know that they're incapable of this.
That's so
that
true.
God could have chosen any other person.
He said, Gideon.
You know what I mean? Exactly.